Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 22nd edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we'll be talking about increasing store traffic by promoting yourself as an independent retailer or business owner. In this difficult economy, one of the greatest challenges all types of stores face is getting customers through the door. Big box stores and chains are struggling just as much as we are, although their pockets are deeper and they can afford discounts and advertising that is out of our reach. But in this David and Goliath situation, we have a secret weapon that they can't use, our status as independent merchants. There's a strong movement not just in the US but around the world towards supporting locally owned business. It is gaining momentum thanks to a robust partnership of environmental, political, and agricultural groups. Why should customers shop at a locally owned business? To quote the American Booksellers Association, because far more of the money spent at a local business is reinvested in the community. This helps other local businesses, which creates greater diversity and helps the community maintain its unique appeal. Shopping local is environmentally friendly too. It creates less traffic and pollution. This movement is not anti-big box or chain store. Its goal is to educate consumers about the fact that their choice of where to shop makes a difference. And you know very well as a retailer that whether a customer comes through your door or not makes a huge difference in your sales and profitability. Your store's very survival depends on generating shopper traffic. How can the Buy Local movement help you? If customers are conscientiously looking for ways to support their area businesses, and if they know you are locally owned, you stand a good chance of getting them into your store. Perhaps your store is already part of a shop local effort, in which case you can play an active role in creating promotions and materials that create consumer awareness. Press releases, special events, interviews, and other media contacts can help spread the word in your community that locally owned businesses are essential to the character and economic health of your area, and that without public support, they cannot thrive. In addition to letting customers know why it is important to support local businesses, it is essential that your Buy Local group have a way for customers to know which businesses are locally owned. Here in Madison, Wisconsin, the Dane Buy Local group uses door signs, posters, a website, and a member directory to promote its members. If your store is not already part of a Buy Local movement, you should consider starting one. But if where you're located doesn't make that practical, there are still many ways that you can brand yourself as an independent. There's a wonderful new online resource now available to you, the Gift and Home Trade Association's Independent Retailer Resource Center, that pulls together information about starting a Buy Local campaign and also ways to promote your business as an independent without a local group. This site is located at www.independentretailer.biz. That's .biz, not .com. Independentretailer.biz. And in addition to links to Bali, Amoeba, and other national organizations involved in the Buy Local movement, you'll find tools and tips for creating your own events and PR. You can order shirts and other items that state proud to be an independent retailer or shop outside the box. You can also download these two logos for free and use them on window clings, signs, and bag stuffers. I've been working on the IIRC site together with other volunteers from the Gift and Home Trade Association for a couple of years now, and I'm very pleased to be able to invite you to take advantage of this one-stop shop for Buy Local promotion. You can also do your part to promote local business by selecting regional vendors for your merchandise. These buying choices help make your store unique and help support local artisans. You will also save on shipping if you choose suppliers from your part of the country. Another important factor in supporting your local economy is working with the sales reps who call on you. Not only does this help support employment in your region, but it also allows you to take advantage of the specialized knowledge and advice that they offer because they know what customers in your area are most likely to buy. One of the key elements in making your store stand out as an independent retailer is taking a personal approach to everything, from buying choices to promotions to customer service. Make sure that shoppers know who you are and how you go about creating your store's unique identity. Show that you are indeed proud to be an independent retailer. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is a new item from an old company. Crescent has been preserving memories since 1902, but now they've come up with a very modern item called the Photo Fragrance Frame, Aromatic Expressions for Your Home. This is a 5x7 wooden frame which has an easel back for horizontal or vertical positions, and it includes a built-in fragrance receptacle. Refill cartridges are available in a 3-pack, and you can get it in Country Fresh Scent or Tropical Breeze. Photo Fragrance delivers frame and fragrance all in one remarkable product. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I'd like to invite you to read my weekly blog entitled The Savvy Shopkeeper at the Gift and Home Channel website, which is www.giftandhomechannel.com. Registration is free for retailers at the Gift and Home Channel, but if you would rather not register your business or if you haven't gone into business yet, you can also see the blogs at www.specialty-shop-retailing.com. You'll also find some video on-demand segments filmed at Orange Tree Imports on the Gift and Home Channel, so I do hope you'll visit that site. Please feel free to email me at our email address, orangetreeimports@mac.com, and until then, happy retailing.